Left off in the middle of Simon Shin Yud, Siv Zayin. The Ramadis case discusses a case where you have a kiss, a pocket of a beggar that has money in it. So if the money was left there by mistake, that does not make the kiss, the pocket, and certainly not the beggar into a buses of Dover Asur, since it was left there by mistake, it was forgotten there. However, one should not wear this beggar on Shabbos, because Rashash, you might go out with it into Shisarabim, he'll end up carrying the money under being carried. In truth, the best is always to shake out, to manar the muksa, even in the case where technically does not make a basis. However, the l'chatchila, once you manar the muksa, Mishmur brings that to machlekes. In this case, if one actually has to manar the muksa, but there's yesh machmirim, and therefore the best etza is to shake out the muksa first. You could also have a case where the money was intentionally left in the kiss, in the pocket, and therefore the pocket is a basis davar asur. However, the pocket is like a zaytik, a part of the beged. It's not part of the actual beged. It's a different thing that's attached to the beged. And then the kiss, the pocket, will be a basis davar asur to the money, but the beged will not be a basis davar asur. The Mishnah Berurah also discusses a case where you have a drawer in the table, and the drawer has money inside of it, and therefore becomes a basis davar asur. Sometimes it'll make the entire table into a basis davar asur, sometimes it'll not make the table into a basis, depending on exactly how the drawer is attached to the table, and also depending if the table has a davar heter on it, that's chashuv more, so then the table will be basis davar asur davar mutter, and that will be overpowering, the table will not become muksa. In general, though, even in a case where there's no issur out basis, one should still shake off the muksa, but not the muksa, unless there'll be some hefsed that'll come about by shaking it out. Which takes us to the next sif, Simon Shenyut Sif Ches, where the Machaber discusses a kli that has in it both a davar asur and a davar mutter. And there we say that if the davar mutter is worth more, so it's a bas davar asur davar mutter and does not make the kli muksa. The Mishnah Berurah says if a davar asur and davar mutter are worth the same amount, if it's equal, then it's asur. It's considered a bas as a davar asur. Now, what about a case where the heter is worth more to most people, but to the bailam, to the owner, the isur is worth more? Or the opposite. So Mishnah Berurah brings Mishan the Poiskim that goes by that person. It goes by the owner. If by him one is worth more than the other, it goes by which one's more chashuv by him. It does not go by how the general feeling is to most of the world. Now the Shulchan Aruch's example of this basis dav asur dav mutter that does not become muktzah is that we have a machta shovel that has not from the beginning of Shabbos, afer, ashes, which are mutter l'talt, which are not muktzah, because they can be used to cover roik, to cover someone's saliva, someone's spat, or covered soya, excrements, so therefore the eifer, the ashes, are not muksa. And there's also shiva etzim, small wood chips on the machta, on the shovel, which are muksa. So then, since the davar mutter is typically worth more than davar asur, in this case, the eifer is worth more than the wood chips, the shiva etzim, one can metal to the machta on Shabbos. As opposed to the davar asur is worth more than to basis davar asur, and the whole machta becomes, the whole shovel becomes muksa on Shabbos. Now, the Mechaber himself explains that generally, like we said, it's better to shake off the muksa. Here we discuss the case where you can't shake it off because the eifer will also get shaken off, it's going to get ruined or lost, or if you shake off the muksa, it's going to land in a place that you need that place to mishtamish to work in that place, therefore it's going to be in your way. So therefore, you can just carry the machta with the isser and the heter on it, since the heter is worth more than the isser. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out, sometimes the eifer, the ashes, will be muksa in and of themselves, and that's if the ashes first came into existence on Shabbos. Something was burning with ashes on Shabbos. That's a problem of Neulad. But we're discussing a case where the ashes are from before Shabbos, therefore the ashes are not muksa. Whether you have some ashes of Heter, some ashes of Isser, and the ashes of Isser and Heter got mixed together. So there, if the ashes of Isser never nicker on their own, before they got mixed into the Heter, it's Baltal Beroiv. If it wasn't nicker on its own, that's not Baltal, because it's Dovish Eish Matirin, and a Ful Ba'elf La Baltal. Because you can always wait to mashtamish that you use it until after Shabbos. Similarly, the Chayyadim says, if you have water dripping from trees in the spring months, that water is also as noilad, even if it lands into a bucket which has water in it from before Shabbos, it's a dovish yesh matirin, and it's not bottled, because you can always wait till after Shabbos to use this water. Now, the Ramah points out this whole din of buses that we're discussing over here is only if the heter and the isser are both on the kli from before Shabbos, so then it depends which one's more valuable, which one's worth more, which one's more chashuv, to decide if it's a bus or usr, the kli, or it's a bus or usr davar mutter. But if only one or the other was on from before Shabbos, let's say the only isser was on from before Shabbos, so it doesn't help to put heter down on it on Shabbos, the kli is ready bus davar usr. However, the Mishnah points out, if let's say a davar asur also was first put on the kli on Shabbos, so then you just put a davar heter on the kli next to it now on Shabbos side by side, and it'll become a bas davar asur davar mutter and not be muktza. Only if the davar isur is here before Shabbos and davar heter came on Shabbos, and the kli already became a basis by ben hashmashes, amigos kasei ben hashmashes, it's katzalu kiyama, it's stuck being a basis for the entire Shabbos.